Cardiff. This is Dennis.
Yeah, what's going on, Dennis? Hey, I got a question. Even if I get the contract signed today, I probably won't get no okay to release it until Monday.
Well, yeah, we have to have the originals back. We might be able to pre-fund him, but I'm still waiting to hear back if we can go with the original pricing or if they're going to consider you a startup now, because that's what they came back with me at. So, which is really frustrating, because initially when I sent this in, I sent it in with your Secretary of State that showed your start date was 3/20/2015, and they approved it, and then they're coming back saying, well, we need to have more time of business, and I mean, we can go back to 2014, but that's really all we have. We've obviously been a driver for quite a while, so I'm waiting to hear back on that. And
So they just need to know that I was a driver for 2014, right? That's it.
Well, that's what they said, but I think what they're really asking, because they speak gibberish, is that they want to show that you were actually driving under your own accord at that point as well, back in 2014. But there's really nothing that we have to show that, huh? You know, all we have is the W-2s, your tax return. You were 1099, it looks like, so you didn't file underneath a DBA then, did you?
No.
Or an assumed name or anything?
No, I did.
Okay. Well, that's what I'm waiting on, buddy. Unfortunately, that's where we're at with everything. So, I mean, as far
What if they don't have that, then what they going to do?
They'll just consider it a startup, and startups are a little bit higher of a risk in their eyes, so they'd make the pricing a little bit higher, unfortunately. But,
what, the rate?
Yeah, the rate would just go up.
Okay.
But that's...
How much you thinking? How real high?
It shouldn't be too bad. I mean, it was good initially based off, you know, 2014 time of business, so I can't imagine it going up too awful much. But I don't know why they threw this on us at the last minute, but
They did that with our mortgages and everything, our house mortgages and stuff. They want to throw stuff at the last minute when they couldn't let me deal with shit. Now I'm pretty much sitting. So yeah, that's why I called and asked, like, even if they approve it, which is from what you're telling me, they probably are not. How long is it going to take me to get it back if they send the papers today? Like, for me to get that trailer?
Probably, I'd say probably Tuesday, just for the fact that they need the originals back to fund the loan.
Okay.
But, you know, if I can get those out to you today and we get them overnighted back tomorrow, we'll have them first thing Monday morning. I might be able to fund Monday. You know what I mean?
Okay. So, as far as the facts, they need the original. As far as
the loan documents go, they need the original. I'll have an overnight FedEx label, so you can overnight it with the label that I send with it.
Oh, okay, okay. You're going to send a label with it, too.
Yeah, just the first page will be a FedEx label, and then just go through, fill it out. You have to get a couple pages notarized. And,
notarized by who?
Usually just your local bank will do it for free.
Oh, okay. I get a bank to do it.
Sean might actually have someone there that can notarize also.
Oh, okay. All right, then.
But, yeah, sorry about this. It's pissed me off, to be honest with you, because everything was good to go and should have been funded Wednesday, to be honest with you. But they said somewhere they thought you had 5 years' time in business. I said, no, the Secretary of State that I submitted with the original package said...
I thought that was the reason why I was getting the loan from them, because I didn't.
Well, yeah, exactly. It's we can do startups, so... So I don't know what the deal is. It's just they weren't paying attention or something, but it's really no excuse.
Yeah, because I thought that's really why I went on ahead and tried to get it, because, you know, y'all was willing to help me because I didn't have the time and the experience, but I had the money.
No, they'll do startups. It's just they apparently didn't think they thought that you had 5 years' time of business originally for some reason, so they're just backpedaling now. But
I can write a false 1099.
Yeah, I mean, I don't know if they ever checked though. I might come after you on it. I mean, if there was, that was only if it defaulted, but I mean, they're just looking for 2 years' time of business under your company's name.
Well, it is what it is. Let me know. The more I wait on them, the more I lose money and shit. If I gotta wait too long, then I'm just gonna cancel all of it. So,
Yeah, I
really
hear you.
pretty much on them there.
I don't blame you, my man. But hopefully, I find out here pretty quick, and we'll get the documents, get it redocked, and get them sent out with the correct information.
Okay.
But I'll keep you posted.
All right.
All right. Thanks, James.
All right.